This is At Risk Radio.
Welcome to At Risk Radio. At Risk Radio is a show where we talk about leadership in the church at risk. My name is Mark Stafford, and I'm the host of the show. I'm here with David Witt. He's the CEO of SOM International, and Terry Breen. She is one of the global ambassadors for SOM International. David, tell us a little bit about the Global Ambassador Program and how it got started and how it's so important to what happens every day at Spirit of Martyrdom.
Oh, absolutely. And good morning to you, Mark and Terry. And I'm excited to have one of our global ambassadors on At Risk Radio this morning. And I want to really highlight for the next few episodes is the Global Ambassadors Program, which the idea is being a representative to the global church, especially to the persecuted and unreached areas, in relationship with Spirit of Martyrdom International. And that's an opportunity for like-minded hearts to go beyond just maybe giving money, but also connecting with kindred-hearted people. And we have that broken down to five teams: connectors, which is people that could connect with other ministries and believers. Advocates are those the people who really advocate in their own church fellowship or organization. Prayer ministry, which are those who meet together with like-minded prayer people and really pray intentionally for the needs of the global church. And then we have a discipleship team, which is those who go through the training of our discipleship and evangelism. And then lastly, helps ministry, which are those who just want to help at events or some of the activities going on with SOM International. And if people go online and they sign up and they let us know that they're interested, then what happens, that gives us permission to share with other like-minded people, and then they could begin to meet together, to encourage one another, to collaborate. So that's, in a nutshell, our Global Ambassadors Program, which we launched last year. So today we have Terry Breen, who is a fireball and someone who's I've gotten to know in the last few years and just on fire for the Lord and a beautiful story. Terry, welcome to At Risk Radio.
Oh, thank you. I'm very honored to be here. Humbled, I tell you.
Yeah. So, Terry, you were, David, first of all, you were talking about these various aspects of what global ambassadors do. You know, some pray, some advocate. There's like a number of different roles here. So, Terry, I just want to know, in that whole spectrum of all the things that global ambassadors do, what are you involved in that process?
When they first talked to me about global ambassadors, when Carol brought it to my attention, she gave me the list and I checked off everything but prayer. I thought, oh, I don't pray well. Okay. I don't pray well. But she told me, she says, oh, yes, you do. So I have just been given the gift, because I'm a salesperson, I've been given the opportunity to know how to go out and talk to people. And so I'm able to share and go and do things. And I have the ability to do it. I really don't have a lot of things on my plate. So anytime I'm needed to go do anything, it's like, okay, I'm your first volunteer. Where can I go? And I give out more brochures and more newsletters. I meet people and, here's, you know, about the persecuted church. And so I always keep a huge stack in my car. So it's been great.
That's great. Well, so what got you so excited about being part of the Global Ambassadors Program and really of being a huge advocate for what's happening with SOM International? Tell us a little bit about your connection with SOM International and why you're passionate about it.
Well, I was told that when I was at church, I go to Verde Church, that I could join this Bible study. Well, little did I know, it wasn't a Bible study. It was a way of life. And it was the leadership of SOM. So I've learned the different programs and DDM and DWE, and it's just brought my heart to a place where it's like, well, what more can I do? And the more I listen to At Risk Radio, I'm thinking, oh, I need to buy a Bible for every one of those people in Venezuela. I just love the internet. So I got to a point where I can do this. I can get to my friends, but I can go to people and ask for them to become involved.
And also, just for the new listeners, I want to also point out those acronyms. So DDM is Discussion Discipleship Method. And the WDE is Witness Development Evangelism. And those, that's the discipleship training that we do, really just based right in the Word of God, relationally, as Christ laid out, in using the Word of God to connect people to God and each other. And that was what I saw really, you know, light you on fire. And it was so fun. Let's go back, Terry, a little bit. What's your background? You have such a fascinating background and story. I think you need to contrast now where you were in life and the Lord calling you, and then really why our oral inductive Bible training really lit you on fire.
Okay. Well, I started out, everybody I knew was getting married and having children and going to college. And I said, I'm going to go into rock and roll. And because I'm not a musician, I started in the business side, and I started running box offices and working with bands, and this was in Michigan, and then branched out and moved to California, and I started Ticketmaster in 1984, and I was director of sales, marketing, and promotion, so I was at all the shows. I worked with the bands. I would go from the symphony to an opera to a punk show all in one night. And I mean, it was quite exciting. But, you know, after a while, you can only meet so many rock stars who I don't consider very pure people. And it wasn't a real pure, but I was in it for 55 years. Obviously, wow. I wasn't really upset with it. But it wasn't filling me. So, you know, even working with wonderful bands like Los Lobos and bands that do have heart and are not in your face rock awful people, it still wasn't fulfilling enough. So when I moved to Arizona, it was like, I'm going to take a whole different, I'm not going to be working with bands here. I'm not going to be doing that type, because I don't want that type of life. And I found out that I had a church here in Arizona before I moved. And it was just like, I can be focused. And I got here, and next thing I knew, I met one of our directors from the church, and he asked me to come to the Bible study and he didn't tell me what it was. And I got there and thought, oh, this is great. And then I just really got pulled in, and it was like, this is the heart of God. This is where we talk to people, and I've never felt so fulfilled in Christ to be able to. I never thought I was a deep person when you're in the rock, and I also have a very weird sense of humor, and so I didn't really feel that I was the person that was really going to represent Christ. And he's used me. And David keeps telling me, you're doing fine. You're doing fine, kid.
You're doing okay. Well, you know, we talked a little bit before the show that God uses all kinds of different people when it comes to, you know, the ministry and the persecuted church. And everybody plays a little part of it, whether it's somebody who is on the team that puts together the mailers, or somebody who is out, you know, telling people about SOM, or the person out there delivering the Bibles. Everybody has a little different role. So when we get back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Global Ambassador Program. And we're here with David Witt and Terry Breen. We'll be right back.
At Risk Radio.
Lost Story Cinema presents a new feature film, the story of Frank Higgins, the lumberjack sky pilot.
More than any class that's lived in our land, these lumberjacks can truthfully say, no man cared for my soul.
The church has forgotten the prodigal while caring for the souls of the saved.
30,000 men? Men to whom God is dead. And Sunday is the harvest day of iniquity. And the saloons and brothels.
But you were there. Willing.
Willing, yes, but not ordained, you see.
The Duluth Presbytery is not going to ordain an uncouth lad who hasn't even finished the sixth grade.
Ever since I was a young lad in Canada, I've wanted to pilot men to the skies.
Aren't you the lumberjack sky pilot?
I am.
My brother heard you preaching. He said you's a fellow who never leave a lumberjack down.
I'm too low and vile for even God to do anything with.
But God brought me all this way to find you.
Based on the true story of an ordinary man who would become a giant. The Parish of the Pines, coming soon. For more information about this film and to learn about a movie premiere near you,
go to theparishofthepinesmovie.com. Theparishofthepinesmovie.com.
Welcome back to At Risk Radio. I'm online with David Witt. He's the CEO of SOM International, and also with Terry Breen. She's one of the global ambassadors for SOM International. Now, David, there's a lot of different ways that people can get involved with SOM International, but we want to talk about Terry's story a little bit. What have you seen God do through Terry as she's been involved with the Global Ambassador Program?
Yeah, well, Terry brings me joy. I mean, she is just so full of the love of the Lord and light of the Lord. And just hearing that story, 50 years, Terry, I didn't even realize it was that many years in the wow. rock and roll business. And you've told me a few times the contrast in lives and how you respected some of the people. And, you know, obviously God's working in some of those lives there, but it's an industry that's full of a lot of carnality and darkness. And we need to pray for those individuals and people. And I think one time too, Terry, didn't you say you hosted an event because you were the coordinator for these big events for, it wasn't it 20,000, the concert of 20,000, or was it way more than that? How big was that one concert you did?
Well, it was a 3-day concert series, and there was probably close to 50,000 people.
Yeah, okay, 50,000. I knew it was tens of thousands. That's amazing. Tens of thousands. And yeah, you've seen it all, yeah. Terry. So, and it's just so exciting how the Lord's most energized you for his work in his kingdom. Now, Terry, you've come on, again, you're using your leadership skills, your salesmanship skills for the kingdom, all right? And I want to talk, in the second half, I want to talk more about what that looks like. Terry, there's a lot of people out there in our listening audience that's listening, and they want to do more. They just love Jesus. They love the global church. And, you know, you're going to help them with ideas and ways that you've gotten directly involved. One of the stories that just gave me great chuckle and joy just knowing you is on your birthday, how you used your birthday to raise funds to assist the persecuted church. Tell us about that story.
Well, my birthday was coming up, and because I've been listening to Spirit of Martyrdom speaking points and all that we were wanting to do, I told my friends and family, I said, I don't want any birthday gifts. I want money. And of course, my daughter says, what do you want money for, Mom? I said, we're going to buy Bibles for Venezuela. And so my friends they all kind of thought, okay, Terry's gone around the bend. And so I started sending them information and talking to them about it. And the first person that sent me money was my Jewish friend. And she said, I want to make sure that there's a Bible for someone in Venezuela from me. And that just totally blew me away. And it was, so I had people that said, well, I don't know. I think they need probably food more, or they need clothing. And I said, no, they need spiritual food. I mean, they really do need to have everything. But, you know, we're able to bring them Bibles in their language. They're being smuggled over. You know, this is really, really important. So I called it the Great Shakedown. All my friends and family. So I got, some of them said, well, I would rather buy sewing machines for the Lighthouse Ladies. So we bought 4 sewing machines. I think we got 10 Bibles. All in all, I think I got about $650 for my Great Shakedown.
Amazing.
I love that. What a great story.
So, how else can you do it? It's like, who needs another birthday present? Nobody. But, you know, to send it to somebody, to something that's so meaningful. Yeah, and as I said, I'm a salesperson, so I made it work. Anybody can do it.
Next, I remember the story you told me. You had my book, Fearless Love in the Midst of Terror. You're reading through it, and you prayed that you would share with a Muslim. Pick up that story.
I was on a plane, and I was flying to South Carolina, and the Friday night I had seen Pastor Singh down in Phoenix, and I was on fire. I saw this man who was just on fire for God. Pastor Singh just burned me up. So I get on the plane and I have David's book, and I'm sitting there, and this man gets on next to me, and I just looked at him and I said, are you a Muslim? I thought, I have no shame. Are you a Muslim? And he said, well, yes, I am. And I said, oh. So I open the book up, and I start reading to him. I said, see, and I'm showing him where in the book it's got everything about the Quran. I said, and here is, and I'm not real biblically, I'm not a scholar. I don't really at all. But I tried to explain to him that Jesus, you think Jesus is a prophet, but Jesus is the Messiah, and he is the one. So I had this guy next to me for about 4 hours. So he got an earful, and when he got off, he said, I'll think about this. I'll think about this. And I think he probably ran away from me, but it was very fulfilling. And then I get on the plane, and I'm laughing about what had happened. And I get on the plane, and there's the Stendhal family, all had just were coming back from the premiere in Cottonwood. So here were all the Stendhals that were there.
What a divine appointment. I mean, when you told me that, Terry, I thought only you, Terry, would have a divine appointment like that. Amazing. So the Lord's favor is highly upon you. It's just so fun to hear your stories. Now, Terry, I want to get into now back. You mentioned how you didn't even check prayer team for Global Ambassador. But what I smile about is you are part of our local office prayer team. Yes. And I go in and get prayers from you guys all the time. It's so powerful. So obviously there's a story how the Lord decided you could join our prayer team. Tell us how what that's been like.
Well, my wonderful sister in Christ here, Noreen, was with me and said, oh, you should come to our prayer group. And I said, oh, okay. So I get in there with these wonderful ladies and we start praying, and it brought it all alive, what we were praying for. And it wasn't just, oh, we're praying for all of India. We were praying for specific things. We're praying for people who are in different and difficult situations. And so it was like, okay, sold. And it's not something that you lightly go into. I found you commit to it. And every week you will be there. And it's so satisfying. And I don't think of myself as a person that can pray well. As David knows, I hate praying out loud and embarrass myself totally in front of Russell Stendhal, which is like, I consider one of the biggest flops of my life is having to talk to him, my new rock star. Yeah, I have been really blessed with all the different Global Ambassador positions that I've been able to kind of step into that I didn't expect.
Last of all, I just wanted to, Terry, put you towards, you are probably the number one enthusiast for me for At-Risk Radio. You may be the only people who listen to more episodes is maybe Mark and I. And, you continue to come back and talk about how much you love At-Risk Radio and give me feedback. And it just, again, it fills my heart with encouragement. Tell us again, for other people out there, because we do love this podcast and we feel like it's just hopefully encouraging. How has At-Risk Radio encouraged and empowered you as a growing leader to the church at risk?
Well, to be able to hear the stories from you, it brings it alive. When I'm hearing stories about, like, the Mayflower Church of the Chinese church and what they had to go through and getting them out of Thailand and all of these groups that are, they're so persecuted, but we're hearing about them and we're knowing who to pray for. And it's like, At-Risk Radio brings it right out. You're right there. And every week there's something that's so incredibly different and something else to pray for and to praise God for each week. Yeah, At-Risk Radio really has just opened me up. It's really been a big part of my walk with Christ. That I can pull up something. I think I've heard every episode. I tell David, you see 10,000 people have listened. I think 9,000 are me.
You should get an award from us.
a gold record, baby.
Right. But no, it's been wonderful. And I am humbled that you had asked me to come in today and share with you.
David, do we need more Global Ambassadors right now?
Oh, man. We would love for everybody ideally to sign up for Global Ambassadors because it gives us permission to share their names with other like-minded people so that they could continue to collaborate in local areas and begin to think about ways that they can serve the global church and grow in leadership.
So let's say a person wants to be a global ambassador. They want to be another Terry Breen. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so go on our website, spiritofmartyrdom.com, and then go to Global Ambassadors, and they can read all about it, and then there's an application there that gives us permission, all the information we need, and then we send an introductory kit and try to serve our Global Ambassadors with their passion, and we really want to be Holy Spirit-led. We want people to just give out of what God's put upon them, their heart, what they've heard from the Lord, from their gifting. And so it's a collaboration, truly, of everyone working for their own gifts and strengths.
That's perfect. Well, hey, we always want to encourage our listeners to get involved. And I think today, the best thing we can do is to encourage our listeners to jump onto spiritofmartyrdom.com and get involved as a global ambassador and help tell others about what's going on with SOM International. You can also help other people know about what's happening with SOM International and what's happening with the persecuted church by just telling them about At-Risk Radio, atriskradio.com, or you can subscribe. We are on almost every major podcasting platform, so we love it when people subscribe to this podcast and share it with a friend and that sort of thing. And lastly, Terry talked about your book, David, and Fearless Love in the Midst of Terror. That's one of the very first books that was on the SOM bookstore. It's still for sale. I think that there's also an audiobook available, and you can pick up that book and many others at sombookstore.com. And that's just an exchange for a donation. Make a donation to the ministry. We send you a book of your choosing. So that's real simple. SOMbookstore.com. Terry, thank you for being on the show. We appreciate that. David, we will talk to you soon. Until next time, my name is Mark Stafford, and this has been At Risk Radio.
You've been listening to At Risk Radio. For more, go to atriskradio.com. At Risk Radio is a production of SOM International.